This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a Tuesday begins, nearly 11,000 Americans have died from the coronavirus, the nation counting more than 368,000 confirmed cases, though governors of hotspots like New York, Washington, and Louisiana say they're cautiously optimistic that infections may have peaked in their states. Washington's returning 400 ventilators to the federal government, as state health officials are seeing fewer infections than they were anticipating. A historic move as the U.S. is slapping the terrorist label on a Russian white supremacist group called the Russian Imperial Movement. State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism Nathan Sales.
This is the first time the United States has ever designated white supremacist terrorists. We are taking actions no previous administration has ever taken to counter this threat overseas.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's spring election day in the state of Wisconsin, and voters can go to the polls in person if they choose to. The Wisconsin Supreme Court last evening striking down Democratic Governor Tony Evers' order to cancel in-person voting and to move the election to June. Democrats are very angry at the ruling, but Republican leaders say the court is simply following the law. President Trump is wishing UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson well as the 55-year-old is listed in critical condition from the Corona-19 virus.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend.
President Trump wishing Boris Johnson well, the British Prime Minister who has the coronavirus, moved to the intensive care unit at a hospital in London as his condition got worse.
He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The popular workout program and machinery Peloton now canceling its live classes after one of its employees tested positive for coronavirus. The company saying in an email to its members it's going to stop production at its New York and London studios until at least April 30th. Peloton will continue, though, pre-recorded classes for its members. More grocery stores are using one-way aisles now to keep shoppers safe during the pandemic. Safeway and Albertsons revealing yesterday that they're doing it along with limiting the number of people allowed inside their locations at a time. Walmart started its limit over the weekend. It's switching to one-way aisles as well this week. A legendary Bond girl has passed away. Honor Blackman, best known for her role in the 1964 James Bond filmed Goldfinger. Her family says she died peacefully of natural causes, surrounded by family. She was 94. And a Chicago woman holds the record now with 100 hours of hula hooping. She pulled off the feat last November, but it took this long to confirm that she'd set a Guinness World Record. The 29-year-old woman beat the old record record of 74 hours of hooping back in 2009. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. As the quarantines continue and the stay-at-home orders continue for, 41 of the 50 states now, it is a bit of a challenge and a bit nerve-wracking, and maybe the cabin fever is on the rise. But we're here to lighten up the day a little bit, to give you something to think about. Seriously, talking about the things that you need to be aware of today, and that maybe in this process we can take your mind off of, for just a while anyway, the cabin fever, if you hear what I say, okay? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Ryan Morrow joins us now, the director of the Clarion Intelligence Network and Shulman Fellow for the Clarion Project. Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I've been looking forward to have you on to bring a perspective here, because so much is focused on COVID, what's happening domestically. But meanwhile, the rest of the world is still going on in certain ways. And when I say the rest of the world, I'm talking about the parts of the world that are going to take full advantage of an America that's very focused on COVID. And, I see China making some moves. Iran continues to do what they're doing. And maybe the virus is slowing things down maybe a little bit. But that doesn't mean that the evil players out there are going to, pack up their camp and go on a 30-day quarantine, does it?
No, especially for the radicals, whether they're inside the United States or internationally, their first thought on their minds as soon as they get the coronavirus is, oh, well, who can I spread it to?
Mm. Yes.
Especially if they are worried that the virus is going to kill them and they want to guarantee their entry into paradise or make their mark on history. That's where their mind's going to be. And so that's why there was actually a video of a Muslim Brotherhood activist in New York who is telling people, and he wasn't being facetious, that if you get coronavirus, then go to one of the Egyptian, embassy or the consulate, one of those structures, because they hate the Egyptian government. Mm. We also know from published reports that Nazis, white supremacists have also talked about how to spread it. And it's really for an extremist, one of the biggest opportunities you can have,
exactly.
Because it merges with what everyone's talking about. So it's very politically relevant. The fear is at a huge high point right now. It's a historical moment. And if you want to have plausible deniability, it's really easy to have it. And that's why things like biological weapons are so scary, in addition to just spreading a pandemic because you got it and you want to figure out how to seize the opportunity.
Oh, Ryan, this is no surprise to you. You and I have talked about this before. Bill Gates mentioned it 5 years ago. We talked about attacks on the grid. I mean, you imagine with what we're going through right now with COVID, you know, how many other things could come into play outside of some, you know, in a sense, this is kind of World War III. You know, we're fighting an invisible enemy here, but in a sense it is. I mean, we've got 181 countries involved in this. But you imagine, you know, what happens next after we've been sheltering in place and going through the fear of COVID, if there's a release of another virus or maybe even an attack on our infrastructure on the grid.
Right. I think even for someone like myself, who is aware of the vulnerabilities and to our defenses, I've been shocked at how damaging the pandemic has been, how little prepared we were not to even have these masks, which you need for any type of disaster scenario. How in the world are we short on those?
Mm-hmm.
That's just unbelievable to me, especially after 9/11, when everyone was so scared about all sorts of attacks, including biological attacks, because you had the anthrax attacks that happened in 2001 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard all this noise about, oh, we're woefully unprepared for a biological attack or any other type of attack. And with that, an acknowledgement that we're unprepared for a crisis like this. And that goes back to 2001. So what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What was all that talk about preparing for things like this? What resulted from that? So my confidence in the federal government's ability to respond to things that at an all-time low, I'm concerned about the psychological strength of American society in the wake of this, because while everyone should be concerned about the effects of the virus, of course, and especially the economic damage, but how I'm seeing people snap just because they're home. I mean,
right.
Being home is not that bad. Losing your job is. But for the people who are home, you have Netflix, you have Tiger King, you have all these ways to be entertained. If we can't handle that, then, man, we are a weak society. And I've got to tell you, as bad as coronavirus is, there's going to be natural disasters and pandemics and enemy attacks that are far worse than this in the future.
Exactly. Well, this is, you know, as Bill Gates said 5 years ago, the next big thing that's going to kill millions of people isn't going to be a nuclear bomb. It's going to be a pandemic. And here we are. And, you know, America is, to its credit, on some sides, is coming together in such a way and honoring, you know, social distancing, the things to do that need to be done in order to bring this somewhat into control to where we can get above it and maybe, just maybe, not realize what the models are telling us, you know, the deaths of, you know, 100,000, 200,000 Americans.
Right, and you do have to factor into those casualties, as cruel as it sounds, how many people were at that age in their life were already sick.
Yes.
And compared
or had
to
comorbidities. Yes, right, exactly.
Right, yeah. And so there's different ways you look at it. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay the severity of the virus. I think it's quite possible it's worse than we even realize.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also possible it's not as bad as we realize. I don't know. I don't know if the data exists.
Right.
But how much
of that data is being homogenized with you know, the flu A and B strain that's already out there right now, responsible for killing, I think, over 40,000 Americans, if I read that number correct.
Yeah, and a lot of people go to the flu, but there's other diseases out there, like especially stuff that's carried by mosquitoes. And I think about all the common sense things we should be preparing for. And it just kind of blows my mind that we run out of masks that you would need for any type of crisis. We're running out of toilet paper. Like, in a weird way, our lack of preparedness for this might end up saving our necks in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If we realize how woefully unprepared we were for this, and if Americans get through this and then recognize that, you know, they get kind of used to dealing with a crisis. Because when something worse happens or something equivalent happens, we'll be better prepared next time. And that could save us from an even bigger catastrophe. But what Trump needs to do is he's really got to seize the moment. I'm surprised he hasn't. And yes, brag that it vindicates the America First philosophy, but say we've got to secure our supply chain. We can't be relying on
exactly.
We can't go without toilet paper.
And certainly some of these biological medicines that we've turned over to the Chinese, who have made it clear at a couple points that, look, it, we're in control, and we'll say when you'll get the stuff, if you'll get the stuff. Thank you very much. And we're the ones that help them move along in that particular category as well. We've got more from Ryan Morrow on the other side of the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Land ho! Hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I guess say this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
He's a national security analyst, Clarion Project Showman Fellow. Ryan Morrow continues with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour, where we are fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, Ryan, as we were talking before, you know, the president has made it clear that he does not believe the federal government should be the warehouse for all these states. I mean, states who were given money, they took federal money, and like in the specific case of Governor Cuomo in New York, of course, we don't hear much about it because he's now the growing darling of the Democratic Party because they still don't know what to do with Joe Biden yet. So now he may be, you know, the self-appointed, not self-appointed, but their appointed nominee as opposed to Joe Biden. He just kind of chuckles over the thing, but I'm sure he's quite the ego stroke for him as he's on every day, breaking down what's happening in New York. But nobody's talking about the fact that he got a lot of money, billions of dollars, and decided not to spend it on emergency equipment and, you know, ventilators. You know, he decided to put it into green projects. And, you know, I think after, like you said, I think after everything is said and done, there's going to be an analysis of these particular, you know, blue state governors and what they did with money. And you know, like the old saying says, follow the money and see what happened. Why are they so overwhelmed not having, you know, the basic necessities? Especially when experience has told us that, hey, look, you got to be prepared. Plus, I think of the individual hospitals themselves, Ryan. I mean, they've got, you know, supply people that are very experienced. They're looking at, you know, and projecting things. And, of course, something like a pandemic, like what we're going through right now and what the, the federal agencies are trying to do, the CDC and that, is to find out who's got more and how can we redistribute. And we've been redistributing now, according to the need. You know, we've got some state cooperation, which is the way it's supposed to work. And things are being shared. But it just, you know, you're trying to understand, how much is this really real? Or as the media who has lost our confidence, you know, are they taking advantage, to come up with some big headline and maybe exaggerating, you know, what's happening here? No doubt in my mind that there are some hospitals that are clearly overwhelmed. There are nurses and doctors that are clearly overwhelmed. But, you know, based on things that we're seeing, you know, from citizen journalists are out there taking videos and that, it's not, you're not seeing this quite across the board. But the perception that the media wants us, you know, to believe in is that, you know, all hell is really breaking loose on Main Street America.
Well, I don't know how much it's a blue state versus red state thing, but whether we want it to be the job of the federal government or the states, I mean, we because of our particular inclinations, we always prefer the states. The bottom line is that this type of thing can't be allowed to happen again. I mean, you're not going to be able to stop a pandemic.
Right.
But you shouldn't be, we can't be in a position where we can't get critical products because we have to import it from China or anywhere. I mean, from a political perspective, but it has deeper meaning. You couldn't ask for a stronger vindication of Trump saying, oh, we need an America first policy.
Exactly.
And regardless of what you think of all facets of it, I think everyone is now on board with the idea that, look, we have to be able to manufacture our own goods.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can get products from other countries when they're better and it's worth the price, but we have to have the ability to quickly ramp up, no matter what. And what's funny is that particularly on Twitter, even people who are very anti-Trump, people that are mediocre on him, everyone detests the Chinese government right now. Absolutely everyone. And it was
right.
Only like a year ago that Trump was in the minority, and I wasn't even sure where I stood on this, when it came to the issue of free trade and China, because some economic analysts, in fact, most of them, the most prominent ones, said that it was an economic plus for the United States to have this relationship with China. Trump was a contrarian. And regardless of what that analysis looked like a year ago, it's a different situation now.
Exactly.
There is no candidate can be viable unless they are viewed as credible on being tough on China and having America, you know, self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be the new theme for the election and beyond, is how do we make America is self-sufficient, because everyone realizes now that we are not.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, Ryan, and you've pointed it out here recently in talking about foreign donations to universities, is the influence. I mean, the propaganda chains that are connected into the interior of our country. I mean, you know, China has had their forces on full display and activated within our country, amongst our politicians, the key influencers, universities, that sort of thing. I mean, it is amazing to me. I think there's something, you know, probably close to 50 universities. I mean, you know, top-notch universities that have a presence, have a Chinese presence. And I'm not talking about students. I'm talking about a in a sense, kind of a political force, a propaganda force.
It's a spy game.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's tell us more. We've got a little less than 4 minutes. Tell us about these foreign donations and how they're influencing these universities and the students.
Sure. So this is another example of why adversaries of the United States, including weak, small ones, view us as a paper tiger. They're not crazy for thinking of it when they learn of vulnerabilities like this that we just don't address and should be easy to fix. Mm-hmm. So we've been hearing these whispers about foreign money coming into universities. Where is it coming to? We know it's not going to lowering tuition because tuition is out of control. It's not going to American students. So what's the deal? And so at Clarion Project, one of the analysts, Alex Van Ness, and I went through what was publicly disclosed by the universities, which they're required to do twice a year, and said, well, let's figure out how much money and where it's coming from and give a mm-hmm. breakdown. Right. And surprise, surprise, the vast majority of it was coming from enemies of the United States. So if this was, if the billions of dollars flowing into our academia was coming from a well-meaning place, wouldn't it come from our allies? Wouldn't it come from our friends? No, it's coming from our enemies. And what we traced was about $10 billion since 2012 in just what was reported.
Wow.
Now we know from the Department of Education that there's something like $6 billion that the universities just didn't report. It just didn't report.
And how much didn't get reported? You said another six?
The Education Department was saying about, I think it was $6 billion, something around there. And we've got the figures now for $1 billion of it because the universities are under investigation, and so they had to declare it. And so we went over to say, hey, well, what do they choose not to tell the world about? What they break the law over?
Mm-hmm.
And a third of what was not disclosed and has since been disclosed also came from countries like China and Russia. And in the case of China, Congress openly says that what the Chinese money is going to are these institutes called the Confucius Institute. That
yes,
are
exactly.
Pro-Chinese regime spy recruiting bases.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of blatantly, too.
Now, these are the Confucius Institutes. There's like, if I remember correctly, there was something like 40, 50 institutes, you know, scattered.
Yep.
In these top-notch universities, right?
That's right. And these figures give you an idea of how big this is. This is just what's been disclosed so far. Here's what it doesn't include. It doesn't include money that we still don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't include foreign-funded nonprofits acting as fronts in the United States that then funnel that to schools, which groups like the Muslim Brotherhood and the Iranian regime have done in the past, and that's mm-hmm. how most of them are going to do their worst activities. So we're really looking at the tip of the iceberg.
Well, as you said, you know, Donald Trump's clarion call to America First is really resounding, and then we're starting to see these tentacles, not even from allies, but from adversaries getting in to our school system and our universities. Is it any wonder that our kids are lining up for socialism, Ryan?
Not surprising at all. And more deeper, moral equivalency, cultural equivalency, and
exactly.
Just pure anti-Americanism.
We got to leave it right there. Ryan Morrow, the director of the Clarion Intelligence Network and Shulman Fellow for the Clarion Project, has been with us right here. Thank you,
this
Ryan.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, founder and CEO of Facebook, announced the launch of Facebook's COVID-19 Information Center to ensure people get access to information from trusted health sources. The Information Center includes real-time updates from national health authorities and global organizations, as well as helpful articles, videos, and posts about social distancing and preventing the spread of COVID-19. In addition, Facebook is matching $20 million in donations to support COVID-19 relief efforts while giving the World Health Organization free ads. KX Jin is head of health at Facebook.
We have been working with health authorities since the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency in late January. Our priority has and continues to be focused on helping people stay informed with credible health information from the experts, as well as combating misinformation.
For more, visit Facebook.com. That's www.facebook.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a Tuesday begins, nearly 11,000 Americans have died from the coronavirus, the nation counting more than 368,000 confirmed cases, though governors of hotspots like New York, Washington, and Louisiana say they're cautiously optimistic that infections may have peaked in their states. Washington's returning 400 ventilators to the federal government, as state health officials are seeing fewer infections than they were anticipating. A historic move as the U.S. is slapping the terrorist label on a Russian white supremacist group called the Russian Imperial Movement. State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism Nathan Sales.
This is the first time the United States has ever designated white supremacist terrorists. We are taking actions no previous administration has ever taken to counter this threat overseas.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, you ready for a comeback? I'll tell you, I'm ready to get out of this house and the studio. It is time to, enjoy our freedoms once again as we continue to get through this process and hunkering down. And, it's quite interesting in light of this. Sometimes you might think we have too much time in our hands, and maybe I wonder about the New York Times editorial board. It's like they're sitting there going, gosh, we're in the midst of this. What victims, what victims were we missing? Oh, that's right, illegal immigrants. They're without a doubt, they come up with this idea that they somehow are unique sufferers of the coronavirus pandemic. With us to tell us more about it, he wrote an article on this fact, is Eddie Scarry. Eddie is based in Washington, D.C., and he is a Washington Examiner commentary writer. Eddie, how are we doing?
Good morning. Doing well. I'm glad to hear you're healthy.
Yeah, healthy and ornery still, I guess. So, that's a good thing in light of all this that's going on in Florida. Not quite so bad, although there was a state order, so now we're part of the 41 states that have stay-at-home orders, except for, necessary things like going to the store or doctor, things like that. But, it's tough. It's not as bad as being in the middle of a hurricane. In a hurricane, you can't go anywhere. You're really hunkered down. And of course, you got, your windows shuttered. And so you really have this, feeling of claustrophobia even more so. But, I'm encouraged that Americans are doing the right thing by and large, adhering to the guidelines that the president has set forth in his committee, and saying, look, at you know, wash your hands, social distancing, all these good, responsible things. And we, the people, for the most part, are coming. I say for the most part. Now, there's a couple knuckleheads out there. But, you know, and the way the numbers look, that hopefully, you know, the modeling proves incorrect, as Dr. Birx said, that, you know, we don't hit that 100, 200,000 level of deaths in America.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot we don't know, and the numbers do keep changing. I keep running the math on the numbers, looking at what the death rate is. It looks like worldwide it should be around 0.5% here in the U.S., and I think it has to do with the shortage of testing, but also how many people were testing and how many we're coming up with. We're looking at, you know, over the last few days, it went from, I think, about 1%. It's gone back to close to 3%, and I think we're going to see it go down again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, but there's a lot of information out there that is not, it's not complete. They've been very upfront about that. That can cause a lot of anxiety, however. But no, back to the story that I wrote about the New York Times. I think this was typical of the media at large, but the New York Times in particular, for them to find their favorite victims, or among their favorite victims, the illegal immigrants. And of course, it's always as if illegal immigrants were brought here to suffer.
That's right.
It's always as the way it's portrayed in the New York Times. The editorial board comes out and says, you know, they're disproportionately affected by this, and because of the president's hard line on immigration, he's making it worse for them. He's actually exacerbating the spread of the virus in the U.S. Well, no, that's not an argument for going light on illegal immigration to just let everybody in. That's the argument against letting everyone in. That's
exactly.
They should not have been here to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact also that the administration has been tied up by the courts on every single front, every single policy that the administration came out with in order to control immigration was just made everything so much worse. And it was effectively every single time was just getting us closer and closer to having open borders. It already kind of was open borders, but that really was kind of the intention there, then that was the effect. But so, you know, the New York Times will take any opportunity it can to champion the illegal immigrant, but this is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to make the argument that no, more and more people could come in when we're talking about a foreign virus that was spread or helped spread by a foreign government, the Chinese government in this case.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is that, especially when you consider that we've got 40, 41 states that are, in a sense, quarantined. They're bordered up right now, in a sense, metaphorically speaking. You know, we're told to stay at home. We've got stay-at-home orders. And now we're going to just, you know, be relaxed on our borders and allow people who come in that broke the law coming in. And so when we need all hands on deck and everybody participating in the safety of their neighbors and to doing everything they can to mitigate the spread of this disease, what's the likelihood of people, you know, adhering, you know, saying, okay, well, yeah, I came in illegally, but, you know, it's all about me. So if it's all about me and not thee, which is what we need to have a mindset right now, I mean, we're feeding the beast here, to your point.
Yeah, and it's not a persuasive argument at all, particularly right now in terms of if you're going to argue for open borders, if you're going to argue for the rights of illegal immigrants, and just say everyone south of Texas that wants to come here, no matter poor or sick, come here. Even in the pandemic, that's one of their favorite issues to talk about, one of their favorite issues to champion. Right now, everybody in this country is suffering. And I understand that, you know, to use the word suffering when we're asked to stay inside for a month, that might seem a little melodramatic. But no, it is suffering. We have earned that right as a country to feel like this is suffering. This is the people that we are. We're not used to being told this.
We're free people, Eddie.
A free people and
an
economically advanced powerhouse. We've earned that right to feel this way. And to tell us we have to all sit inside, shut ourselves in, shut down the economy, can't enjoy our neighbors, can't see friends, can't see family. You even have Dr. Birx coming out saying, don't go to the grocery store and don't go to the pharmacy. I mean, no, when we're in this position, now is not the time to be looking out for the illegal immigrant. Let's look at let's have a little me time. Let's do some self-care for ourselves right now.
Exactly. And I think in this process, and you bring up a good point in your article here, Eddie, is that it really reveals the mentality. I mean, the New York Times, it's almost like they disqualify themselves from the debate. I mean, you guys are looking at a different world that's not real for, you know, the majority of Americans. I mean, this doesn't make sense. I mean, from the New York Times, it's like you're better than this. You know, instead of really doing a deep dive on, you know, how this whole process is impinging on American liberties. I mean, it was amazing when the president was talking the other day about, you know, the effect that this would have, you know, and the longer that we are being quarantined and deprived of our liberties, that it's going to have effect on marriages, suicide rates and that. And the mainstream media was kind of like, you know, their eyes were glazed over. It's like it didn't even connect with them that, you know, that there were other unintended consequences associated with shutting down our government and shutting down our you know, our labor force, shutting down our economy.
Well, this is a big theme in my book, Privileged Victims, How America's Culture Fascists Hijacked the Country and Elevated Its Poorest People. It's on Amazon and in Barnes & Noble. You can get it online. It's a great time to be reading, by the way.
Right. Great reading, by the way, too. Good job.
Thank you. And I talked about this theme in another article I just wrote at the Washington Examiner, which is that our culture is not compatible with fighting a pandemic. It's to effectively fight the pandemic. What do? We say, well, shut down the economy and basically stay away from each other. But then you have all these other factors, like the media, like the nominee for the Democratic Party, who want to say any attempt at identifying where the virus comes from, China, anything, yes. You know, and to say that, well, now's a good time to revisit the illegal immigration issue and open the borders to everyone, that's the perfect time to do that. Well, when you have those basically handicapping our effort, that's our culture. You know, you might say that's just the media, or it's just one guy, Joe Biden, or it's just several other Democrats. Well, no, these are elected officials elected by, you know, half the country at least. So this is what we're dealing with, and that's why my book is railing so hard against this culture, because we can't deal with so many problems. It's making us a weaker country, and this
exactly.
is a perfect example, a pandemic. This is a perfect example of that.
We got to leave it there. Eddie Scarry from the Washington Examiner.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, especially service, it seems like in these trying times that are stretching all of us, you know, what we're hearing repeatedly is people who are making our day, that are really taking this service to heart, whether, you know, it was, you know, yesterday we spoke with Matthew Barnett. He and his dad founded the Dream Centers. I think there's over 140 now across the country. But what they're doing, the incredible, awesome work that they're doing in Los Angeles amongst the homeless and those that have been forgotten, the less thans. I mean, in a couple of weeks, they've served over 100,000 meals, you know, to the people there in Los Angeles. And we know, we see on TV all the time, I'm based here in Florida, but you still see, and of course, I'm anything that speaks of California, my ears perk up because, you know, I still have four of my sons there. Of course, I was born and raised in Southern California. So I'm especially, you know, sensitive to the news. But to see what, you know, what service looks like in these communities and what, Matt and his dad Tommy, have done, you know, with the Dream Center and how they're serving. And there's other people, you know, Willie Jordan, you know, the Jordan family has been so committed for years, the downtown area as well in ministering and helping the homeless. And there are many, you know, around the country here in Florida. You know, we're dealing with and helping a group here in Martin County as well that, you know, they're serving people. And the idea of service to our fellow man, it's a grand opportunity right now, and I think a very healthy opportunity for us to get outside of ourselves and, you know, and not fall victim into this victimhood, you know, mentality that Eddie Scarry was talking about just a moment ago. With us right now is the Good News Girl. It's always good to have her on with her weekly reports and to perk up our ears about people who are serving others, like Sam, like this Boy Scout, realizing that healthcare workers, you know, if you're wearing masks all the time, it can be a problem, you know, just, you know, with your ears and chafing and all that sort of thing. And so this Boy Scout decides, hey, I've got a solution here, right?
You know, I especially love this story because of, you know, I have seen a lot of people saying stuff about it, and I didn't even realize it myself how much of a problem these masks are to healthcare workers' ears when they're having to wear them constantly. I remember seeing about it, and I asked my husband, you know, are you having a problem with this hurting your ears? He's like, oh, my gosh, it really hurts quite bad. So on top of all these other things that they're stressed about and worried about, they've got this nagging pain kind of behind their ears all day. And,
well, it's not, and it's not like your husband would come home and say, oh, my ears are bothering me, you know, all the time,
yeah.
Right? Come on,
right.
And all the healthcare workers, it's like, of all the things you deal with, you're going to complain about your ears being sore? Right.
Right. And so in the last things on their mind, we had actually been trying to figure out ourselves a way to fix it. So, you know, we were trying different rubber bands and different, like, we ordered a cap to sew buttons onto, actually one of those scrub caps.
Oh,
and we were going to try something like that. But then I look, and this little boy in Canada, he's a Boy Scout, and he created little ear guards with his machine. His name's Quinn Roney, and he has a 3D printer. And he created these perfect little ear guards that adjust to fit, and he, you know, all these different sized heads, which, you know, that matters, too, because when you see solutions, it has to fit. It has to fit to your specific head size.
Exactly.
And, the ingenuity and the kindness that goes behind it.
What's this kid? Is he like 12 years old or something, or 10 years old?
I believe he's 11 years old.
11 years old, and he comes up with this idea. He has a 3D printer. Oh, yeah, I just happen to have one of these at home. Wow. What an inventor. This guy's the next Bill Gates or something, right?
That's right. And he just, he loves creating those kind of things. And I'm just like, I'm impressed that you would come up with a design that's so efficient so quickly, because, you know, my husband and I have been sitting here brainstorming ourselves, and we've seen different people's solution on Facebook. And, you know, it's always kind of like, okay, do you have a rubber band? Can we do this? Can we do that? And he came up with something. I think they should make these in mass and hand them out to healthcare workers, because it really seems to be the perfect way to do it.
Exactly. Well, the healthcare workers are going to say, look, don't give me a mask. If it doesn't come with the ear guards, I don't want the mask.
I know. It really, if you think about it, it does kind of rub your ear raw if you wore something like that all day. And honestly, people who are going out and about wearing masks themselves, you know, it depends on the kind of material that goes around your ear, but I'm sure this would help a lot of people who are wearing masks out and about. And so,
if President Trump had some ear guards, maybe he might be more prone to wear a mask. What do you think?
You know what? You might be right. I think a lot of people would want to wear a mask more if it wasn't so uncomfortable.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
Well, especially for a length of time, like you said, it and irritating your ears and that, it's like, whoa, you know, and this is why you see, you know, especially healthcare, where anytime they can get a chance to, you know, let it hang, you know, maybe off of one ear or something, you see them. But I had not realized that this has, you know, caused such irritation, you know, for our healthcare workers and our doctors and that. So what a great idea. So how is this getting marketed?
You know, it's been shared over last time when this story was published. It'd been shared 270,000 times across social media. And at that moment, he had only made a few dozen of them for his local healthcare workers. But I think there's something, you know, when you see the design, it's a little piece of plastic with adjustable amounts that goes that people will put behind their ears and hook to the, you take the part of the mask that goes around your ear, you hook it behind your head, and you hook it to these little holders.
Right.
And I think that, honestly, it's the best solution I've seen so far. And I think some company needs to contact him and maybe merge with him so he can make these for everybody and maybe start a new business for himself as well. You know, these masks.
Wow, what a great idea. Yep, exactly. What a great idea. This is awesome. Now, another story here. We've got a New York City landlord who waived all April rent for hundreds of tenants due to the coronavirus, right?
That's right. You know, New York City has been the hardest hit place in our nation. It seems like they have about half of the coronavirus cases, and they've been hit harder than anybody else. And I can't imagine what it's like specifically to be there. And a Brooklyn landlord, he decided he owns 18 different buildings. His name's Mario Salerno. He owns 18 different buildings with hundreds of tenants. And, you know, some of them are even retail. And he decided, you know, right now I'm more concerned about people's health. I'm just going to take it upon myself to waive April's rent. You know, God
bless
has helped me.
Wow.
I'm able
That's
to
so
do
awesome.
This. That's
yeah.
great.
That is awesome. I mean, happy Easter. I mean, this is what the Holy Week is all about. And to do something
right.
like this, I mean, kudos for him. And I know there's other landlords across the country in similar fashion understand that, look, at through no fault of their own, their tenants are out of a job, they're told to stay home, and it's going to be
right.
a rough transition. And the
right.
fact that he can do that, because we could only hope that come May, but it's going to be a transition. It could be another 60 days or so for us to, you know, get back up to speed. No doubt that the laborers here in America are eager and willing, you know, to get back to work. We had a robust economy, and I believe that that is awaiting us, and we can't wait to get back on the front lines and, you know, get the engines of our economy roaring again.
Well, you know, I think that you've seen a lot of different things in the news about people not wanting to pay rent, but their landlords often have bills to pay, too. So it's kind of a, you know, you feel for the people who can't pay their rent, and then you feel for the other people. I mean, this is their livelihood, too, just because
without a doubt,
you own property
exactly.
Doesn't mean you're able to give that away and not be at risk yourself.
But the fact that you can and you're able to do that, well, that's awesome. There's another picture here of nurses and doctors standing on hospital rooftops to pray over patients and families. I mean, this is really, I think, the reality that America is coming to slowly but surely. And interesting that, as I said, this is the Holy Week. We got Passover coming. We've got, you know, Easter Sunday coming just on the heels of Palm Sunday. And people are looking up and realizing that it's not our government, it's not our medical profession, that we really need the ultimate help and support of an almighty God to take on this virus. And you've got these nurses and doctors, you know, on the hospital rooftops praying over patients and families, calling God down, you know, to come in and, you know, save these patients, save these families, heal our land.
So Angela Gleaves, she's a nurse, but she's from Vanderbilt University, which is in Vanderbilt Health, which is in Tennessee. And she actually shared this picture of her and her colleagues that were praying. They were praying for their colleagues. They were praying for their patients and their families on top of this roof. And it seems like the roof for these people, these doctors and nurses to meet up and pray has been a common place to meet. There's different people in Miami and also down in Georgia that they were praying on the roof. There's these different pictures, and I'm sure that we haven't seen all the different people who are praying in our healthcare system, but I think it's really touching to see them gather together and not just pray for the protection of themselves, but for the patients and for the people that they're trying to treat, you know, whether they have coronavirus or, you know, the patients have coronavirus or their patients without it. To protect them from things getting worse, because there's many people that are still dealing with things like cancer and those kind of health issues that are vulnerable in the hospital, and you want to make sure to protect them so that their health does not get any worse. You know, you want to help everybody. So
exactly.
It's really moving to see them.
I want you to touch on, we only got about 30 seconds left, about a grandfather who walks 4 miles just to see his newborn daughter through a glass door.
So this is a grandfather up in Zeeland, Michigan, and my best friend's actually up there. I think she's listening right now. And his name's so Josh Gillette is his son, and he shared a photo of his father coming to see his daughter, whose name is Eliana Ray.
What a beautiful name.
They're standing looking through glass doors. He got to hold her twice before all this happened, but you know, it's really hard for him to, as a grandfather, you understand how...
Oh, absolutely. I can only imagine. She's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam. Take
care.
When
you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.